Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. We back in the place. You already know, Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Saad, and we're on the way. You already know, we're in another week. A lot of things going down, so we're just going to get right into it. And let's approach the throne. Father Yahuwah, great and awesome and mighty, and set apart is your name, Father. We thank you. In Yahushua Mashiach's name, for another day, another Sabbath, and we pray that you would speak through us and to us and allow us to hear the Ruach HaKodesh. May we decrease that the Ruach may increase. In Yahushua Mashiach's name, we pray, so be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know what's going down on the Poetic Energy Network. Shabbat shalom to you. It's another week. We're now in the 10th new moon. I believe it's the 8th day of the temple moon. Everything's going on. There's a lot going on. We're going to have a quick, pretty swift show for you today. A lot of different things going on we just want to touch on right now. Of course, we talked about last week. We talked about the Sandy thing, and we didn't really have that many comments on it that we wanted to go over. But it's some very interesting developments. One of the developments in which I kind of studied that was going on, it is about, I don't know if you heard, but supposedly on the Dark Knight Rises movie, they had a map. They had a map on there which had the word Sandy Creek. Now, we're going to give a little background on this so you can understand what's going on. Sandy Hook. And if you don't know, Sandy Hook is the elementary school in which the shooting took place, days ago. And a lot of people saying, well, maybe this is a conspiracy. And it's actually a lot of people saying a coincidence. When you actually go look back at old maps, because kind of like movies, and I'm a filmmaker, it's made in an imaginary world, and Gotham, which is usually, shot either in Pittsburgh, different places, I think sometimes in Chicago and New York, but Gotham is kind of modeled after New York, and there's actually, like I said, there's actually a place, that map is actually, a place where in the movie, the villain Bane actually circles places on the map to, where he's going to destruct it. And Sandy Creek is Sandy Hook is a place where I guess the stadium is, where, they have the big thing goes on too. Checking different sources, and actually check the name actually was another name, but they actually, somewhere in between Batman 1 and Batman, in the second Batman, they actually changed the name to Sandy Hook. So a lot of people making a correlation to it being some kind of connection. Now, I just want to go over my thoughts on these things, and because we can go back to movies like, and we don't want to dig too much into these things, but we go back to movies like, and different movies and cartoon shows, even like The Simpsons, before the 9/11 thing, they were doing different things and showing different symbols. And I like to explore that, because it's like, but this is the thing, we don't want to go too far, but I really think that it's almost like The Matrix. We talk about movies and we talk about The Matrix. We talk about being in, what this world is almost imaginary. A lot of things that, are perpetrated on the, television, through the radio, or not accurate. You know, this is a facade, and the truth is behind the facade. So you have a group of people. You almost have different groups of people. You have the global elite, which are people like the Jesuits, the Illuminati, and, you know, all the people who are working towards the New World Order, who put symbols and words and different things in movies and music, and are the people behind pulling the strings to put things in people's subconscious in order for them to accept their plan. That's one reason. Another reason is, you know, they have different people like the Freemasons and all these people that, you know, work with symbols. And they release symbols in these movies and stuff like that, and songs and all different kind of coded language and all this stuff, in order for the Freemasons and these people that are going around the world to kind of like, for them to globally communicate with each other through through these avenues of media. I don't know if that makes sense. It's kind of like communication between some dolphins or whales. You know, we don't necessarily understand the communication between that group, but we know it's a form of communication. So that's that form of communication with these symbols, with these different things like that, to, you know, allow people who are in who know that language to be able to communicate about their plans, their future plans, and how they continue to progress, you know, towards their goal. And then you have a group of people who are standing on the outside, who are truth seekers, who you know, us who are in the name of Yahushua, who keep the commandments, and through the Ruach HaKodesh, we're able to understand the communication that they're having between each other on a global scale about what they're doing next, and not through, you know, some kind of, you know, spiritualism or some kind of, you know, magic, but through the Ruach HaKodesh, which Yahushua set apart spirit knows all things. So this is what you got going on. And so what I think it is just the whole thing about, you know, of course I don't believe, you know, in the coincidences, but what I believe is that what you have going on is what's been planned for a long time. I actually found a quote from Bill Cooper, who wrote "Behold the Pale Horse," and he released some information. I can't pull it up right now, but he said a statement that the government actually encouraged and the manufacturing and importation of, you know, these different weapons, these assault weapons and different things, to put these things on the streets. Think about it, you know. These companies and corporations have to be backed by, you know, financial structures. You know, people just don't manufacture guns in their home. You know, it just doesn't happen. So this was the beginning of the process, and they know they knew for a long time that, you know, it would, you know, get out of hand. And what Bill Cooper was saying was, you know, that was the plan. They would distribute, get these things on the streets, and through programs, you know, like Orion and other programs that, you know, operated by the CIA, mind control programs and different things, that they would, you know, psychological get people, you know, with the mass murdering and stuff like that, to where people are insecure and feel like they need, you know, there is a need for a change, and it was all done to basically take away rights. And so that's what, kind of summarizing what Bill Cooper said, and this book was written in 1991 from, you know, a person who was in the government. So, and this is exactly what is happening. I mean, you really think about it. We really look at it in the Ruach, in the spirit. We'll take a look at the Sandy Creek in the spirit. Okay, we know that, you know, the war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spirits, and you know, in high places. When we look in the Ruach and we look in the spirit and look at these things, nobody in their right mind, you can use medicine, you can use, you know, prescription drugs, you can use, say, all these things, but nobody in their right mind. You have to be demonically possessed to do something like this. And so the global elite who are in contact with these demonic spirits, you know, have set these things up. I mean, you got to think about it. People, there are people in the world who are so wicked that they don't care about, you know, little children. They don't care about, you know, the ends. Kind of what the Jesuit motto is that the ends, the means, or whatever, justifies the end, or the end justifies the means, whatever how you want to say it. But they don't really, as far as the steps to get where they want to go, it's not really, it really doesn't matter. And just that's like when we go back to 9/11 and we talk about that. So when we look in the Ruach and look in the spirit, we see that, you know, these different entities like, you know, the reptilians and the Jesuits and the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who only care about, you know, the plan that they're putting forth. They really don't care too much about loss of life, you know, and these things. And that's what you know, is the epitome of evil and the epitome of lawlessness. And what Yahushua said that lawlessness will increase because one of the commandments is thou shalt not murder. So you're going to see, and now what has happened is what they want to do. They want to get it to a point. This is what the global elite want to do. They want to get it to a point where they could pick an event in order to say, now we're going to change this thing. You know, they're going to pick an event, and no bias against, and like I said, no bias against any, you know, we pray for, you know, those that, you know, who would have compassion and comfort, those who have lost loved ones in the midst of the, you know, trials in Connecticut. But one thing is we have to look and not really get too emotional about the things going on, because you got to understand the tactics of the media. The tactics of the media to pump it, to blow it up. I wouldn't say out of proportion, but somebody released a quote not a couple days ago, and it was very interesting because it talked about even in the state of Chicago. I mean, in the place of Chicago, you're talking about day to day, week to week, the numbers of young men, children, women, black men and people being murdered every day. I mean, just taking a statistics of a day versus Sandy Hook, it is astronomical different. And so something is not right about the proportion of about one event, and now you say this is enough when, you know, in Chicago, hundreds of thousands of people die every week, you know, in this. So this is the tactic, and it's sad to say, but this is the tactic of the enemy, you know, and it's the tactic of people who, you know, these lawless people, these evil people who are behind the scenes, who perpetrate these things to justify the end of where they're going. I mean, you know, and people like Bill Cooper wrote about it and about, you know, what they're planning on doing now. And so now there's going to be a debate about, you know, the guns and you know, I'm walking down the street. I see, you know, that they have police out here now with AR-15s, you know, just walking in the streets. And these things are happening in Alabama and stuff like that. So this is the plan. It's a systematic plan. This is not a random, and we got to understand that Sandy Hook, you know, is though the media would like to you to believe that it is, you know, just a random tragic event. It is a tragic event. However, it is not random. It is not random. The global elite, Hashtag, who is their leader, they have planned this. They have planned these things, just like the Aurora thing. You know, these things are planned. These are systematic plans in order to get the end results of what Revelations talk about. you know, the order, the end of the Revelation, you know, where Revelation talks about, you know, the, you know, the point to where no one could buy or sell except they have, you know, the mark of the beast. I mean, the government has been for a while, you know, Obama administration, to the point where they're beginning to set up the order, set up the laws, and get to the point where you know, the evil side of the scriptures begins to, I'm not going to say the evil side of the scriptures, because the scripture is not evil, but I mean the evil side of what is spoken of in the scriptures happens, you know, on their end. So, so that's what we got to keep in mind, is not to be bogged down and you have to turn TV off, you know, turn TV off, because it's going to get worse. That's the thing. I went on the Huffington Post this morning, and actually it had an article on there, and it had pretty much since Sandy Creek till today, the top 100 murders in the U.S. And I mean, the list goes from, you know, wife killing the husband, to the husband killing ex-wife, to, you know, men killing little babies. It goes on and on. And what did Yahushua talk about? This is what Yahushua had spoken about. You know, we go to Matthew. One of the scriptures I usually always go over. I mean, you have nation shall rise against nation and reign against reign. You will hear of fightings and reports of fightings. See that you are not troubled, for these things have to take place. So these things have to take place, and they will take place in more frequency. You will now hear, the media will now put a microscope now on gun crime, and this is a tactic. This is the Hegelian dialect tactic of them, number one, creating the problem. Number two, them number one, creating the problem. Them number two, having the, allowing people to feel sympathetic now, so they feel like they need a solution, and then the government comes out with a solution. This is going to be the same tactic I believe they're going to use for the mark of the beast, for the RFID technology. We talked about it before with the, you know, identity theft, and the numerous things that they will, you know, save for drug crime traffic, and you know, they will pick an event, they will stage an event, they picked an event to, in order to usher in, you know, some kind of change, which brings them down to their motive. So this is what you have going on. This is what's going on right now. This is the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Hillside, and we're on the way. Another big event that we want to talk about, and we'll be, you know, wrapping it up. Some other things been happening in the news. One of the biggest things is an upstart company from Atlanta, Georgia. A guy named Jeffrey, CEO of Intercontinental Exchange. They actually purchased New York Stock Exchange for $8.2 billion, about $3 billion under the last purchase price that it was offered, and this is a very interesting move, which we, to say the least, that we have to continue to watch, because number one, Jeffrey was, you know, let me see, he was connected to and gave millions of dollars to Romney, who was connected to, you know, of course, you know, Bain Capital and a lot of different entities. So we got to continue to watch this event, and we're going to have a little more dirt on Mr. Jeffrey and Intercontinental Exchange, because this right here, I mean, you're talking about a random company that's only been instituted for about 12 years. Takes over the New York Stock Exchange, which that system has been, I think, up, and the company up since 220 years. So I understand the magnitude of this. And yes, it has been, you know, of course, it hit a couple of news outlets, but nobody really publicizing, like, what does this mean? What does this mean for, you know, the economy? What does this mean for, you know, the future of, you know, the economics? So we're going to talk about that, you know, y'all willing, in the coming weeks. And so you have that going on, and you just have a lot of different things going on. And we just got to continue to watch, continue to pray. But we're going to dive into a couple of scriptures. If you have your scriptures, go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, we're going to start at verse 1. It says, brothers, if a man is overtaken in some trespasses, you the spiritual ones, set one straight in a spirit of meekness. Look at yourselves, lest you be tried too. Bear one another's burden, so it says, and so complete the Torah of the Messiah. For if anyone thinks himself to be somebody when he is not, he deceives himself. Let each one examine his own work, then he shall have boasting in himself alone and not another. Each one shall bear his own burden. And let him who is instructed in the word share in all that is good with him who is instructing. Do not be led astray. Elohim is not mocked. But whatever a man sows, that he shall reap. Because he who sows his own flesh shall reap corruption from the flesh, but he who sows in the Spirit shall reap everlasting life of the Spirit. Do not lose heart in doing good, for in due season you shall reap if you do not grow weary. So then, as we have an occasion, let us do good to all, especially those who are in the household of belief. See with what big letters I am. Okay, so I just wanted to go over that and talk about the reaping and sowing and sowing to our flesh and sowing versus sowing into the Spirit to reap everlasting life. And the key verse of today, of on the Shabbat, is let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not grow weary. So this is what we have to understand, because even as times of trouble, you know, will come upon the world and the time of testing will come upon the world eventually, you know, and that we pray we'll be worthy to escape those things. But, you know, as things begin to turn up and begin to see, you know, a lot of things unfold, you know, it may seem that one of the biggest troubles and a lot of prophets of Yahuwah have faced is just seeing sometimes it's seeming like evil is triumphing, like winning, like evil is exalting itself over, you know, the righteous, and it just seems like, you know, people do evil and they just get, you know, and get a pass, you know, and that's what when the days come, and when these days begin to come, it will, you know, the enemy can, you know, try to play on that to make you believe that, you know, people that do evil, you know, seems like they're, you know, well off or better, or, you know, it just seems like, you know, they don't have to go through some things. But this is all an illusion, because Yahuwah even said, even in Malachi, that he said, again, you will see, he said, in that day, you will see the difference between the one who serves Elohim and the one who does not serve Elohim. So, and also when you think about Proverbs and Psalms, you know, it's one of the, I believe it's a psalm that he said, the wicked are like grass that sprout up to be cut down. So, you know, so Yahuwah allows, this wickedness to, grow up and spring up, in the world. However, he will cut it down. So that's what we always remember. We always remember that Yahuwah is the judge, and vengeance is Yahuwah's. You know, so you know, we continue to do good for people. We continue to serve our brothers and sisters in love. You know, and as evil continues to seem like, you know, to exhaust itself and to continue to, you know, people get more lawless. You know, we just continue to, you know, it's kind of like the harvest. Like as people get more lawless, you know, we should be coming in a greater state of loving one another. You know, because that's the only thing that's gonna, you know, love, you know, love conquers all. You know, so this is what we have to remember. As though, you know, when we continue to see acts of lawlessness, which will increase, but don't let the enemy play on your mind and think, you know, oh man, people who are doing corruption, who don't care about Yahuwah or whatever, it might seem like they prospering in the world, and it seems like, you know, why are we struggling? But the thing about it is stepping back and really seeing the end result of this. I mean, we might have some sufferings and things we have to go through, but in the long run, would you rather suffer a little bit and have a great reward than have your reward now and suffer for everlasting? I mean, so you know, this is how Yahuwah looks at it. We got to step back and look at it how Yahuwah looks at it, because he sees the whole picture. We only see right now. We say, oh well, you know, things are hard. Things, you know, we're going through things. It seems like everybody else is prospering, because that's their reward. That's all they will have. But we seek, you know, we store up treasures in the heavens, you know, so we will reap everlasting life. So hey, you've been listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sai, and we're on the way. Hey, we're out of here. Hope you have a blessed Shabbat today. Shabbat shalom to you. May Yahuwah bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. We out. Shalom.